Thank you, President. Let me begin by thanking you for convening this meeting today. Australia welcomes the opportunity for this very timely discussion on transparency in armaments, with a focus on transparency in nuclear weapon arsenals and doctrines. We would also like to join others in thanking the panelists for their contributions to the discussions today. In a challenging security environment, transparency takes on even greater importance. A lack of transparency can feed suspicions and mistrust about strategic intent and raise the risks of misunderstandings and miscalculations. Conversely, increased transparency helps improve predictability and build confidence and trust, which can in turn help reduce risks and help generate an atmosphere more conducive to progress. Transparency is also vital for providing accountability as to the implementation of treaty obligations and other commitments and undertakings. It is for these reasons that Australia considers transparency, particularly in relation to nuclear arsenals and doctrines, to be so important at the current time. We are unfortunately facing the most challenging strategic circumstances since the Second World War. Russia's ongoing illegal and immoral full-scale invasion of Ukraine, its desperate and reckless nuclear threats, and its claimed suspension of New START all undermine global efforts on non-proliferation and disarmament, and we continue to condemn them. Our region, the Indo-Pacific, is home to an unprecedented military buildup, yet transparency and strategic reassurance are lacking. The global trend in the reduction of nuclear weapons stockpiles is at risk of reversing. The DPRK continues its destabilizing path with its ongoing nuclear weapons program and ballistic missile launches. In these circumstances, the chances of misunderstandings and miscalculations grow, as do the associated risk. The need for transparency and risk reduction measures are clear. Australia would like to highlight the important work being done by the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Initiative, NPDI, on the issue of transparency in an NPT context. The NPDI believes that increased transparency, including through the enhancement of the reporting mechanisms, the submission of standard national implementation reports, and the discussion of those reports, can help build confidence and trust and establish common ground that can facilitate nuclear disarmament. The group made a number of concrete proposals to the 2022 RevCon to this end, including on the need for nuclear weapon states to improve the transparency of information related to their nuclear weapons, including on arsenal sizes, continuing efforts to agree on a standard reporting form, and the importance of future PrepComs and RevCons allocating time to discuss the reports by all states' parties, and in particular, the reports of the nuclear weapon states. We are pleased to see that the draft NPT RevCon outcome document picked up key elements of these proposals. Discussions so far in this review cycle, including at the Strengthening the Review Process Working Group and the PrepCom meeting last year, have shown the depth and breadth of support among NPT states' parties for making concrete progress on transparency, reporting, and accountability. Australia looks forward to working with all NPT states' parties to progress this important work during this review cycle, including at the forthcoming PrepCom. From a national perspective, we also wish to underscore that for nuclear weapons states, transparency in both doctrines, as well as arsenals and capabilities, including any projected growth, is crucial. Doctrines alone are not enough, as they do not tell the full story. To this end, Australia welcomes the concrete actions taken by some nuclear weapons states on transparency of arsenals and capabilities, including by releasing stockpile numbers or publishing other numerical indicators. We call on other nuclear weapons states to do the same. Finally, we welcome the voluntary release by the United States last year of the aggregate numbers of US strategic offensive arms under the New START Treaty's central limits on nuclear weapons. Australia again calls on the Russian Federation to return to implementation of New START, including its transparency and verification measures. This is critical in a time of heightened tensions. Thank you, President.